This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Satter on the other side of the glass and on the other side of the table, I suppose. The other side of the aisle. There you go. That's a better use.
That sounds appropriate.
Mr. Movie Mike McGranahan, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Let's see. What can we do? You are going to start out with your review of... Who's the woman that's in that film?
Toni Collette.
I'm now convinced she can do anything.
She can. She's one of my favorites.
So plainly obvious. Okay. Mafia Mama. Where do you hear this?
Mafia Mama stars Toni Collette as a stressed-out woman with a lousy job, a cheating husband, and a son who has just left for college. She receives a phone call telling her that the grandfather she barely knew passed away and that she needs to come to Italy immediately to settle his affairs. Once there, she learns the shocking truth. He was the head of an Italian crime family, and the other members expect her to take over. At first, she refuses, but, to paraphrase Michael Corleone, every time she thinks she's out, they pull her back in. Mafia Mama drops Collette's character into multiple dangerous fish-out-of-water situations. Most of those situations are very funny, playing on her absolute lack of skill in coping with any of them. The actress's performance adds to that. Whereas everyone else in the movie is on the wacky side, Collette wisely plays it straight, which makes this woman's predicament even funnier. The story sags a bit in the third act, with a preposterous courtroom scene and an absurd revelation about a supporting character. I laughed a lot at Mafia Mama, though, so I say leave the cannoli and the gun and go see this movie. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Goodfellas.
Well, I'll tell you what, even in the trailer I thought, oh well, this is silly, this is just going to be another vehicle, This is just going to be a moneymaker, but she is so enthralling in that role.
She's really good, and what I like about this movie is that it reminds me of the big star, high concept comedies I grew up loving in the 80s. I could see this movie having been made around 1984 with Goldie Hawn in the lead. We don't get movies like this anymore, and it is silly. There's no substance to it. It's just kind of a fun, lighthearted movie. But I laughed a lot, and that was really due to Toni Collette, who is so good here. But again, she plays it straight, which just makes it funnier.
What do they do with the Italian language? Is there subtitles at times?
Very rarely, but most of the characters that she encounters speak English.
Oh, I guess. Okay, so you have that going. Okay, and supporting role, does anybody jump out at you? I honestly don't recognize anyone else in the film.
The foreign actress Monica Bellucci plays the consigliere, the one who kind of pulls Toni Collette's character in. She's very funny, too, because you know she keeps trying to convince Toni Collette's character, you have to do this, and it'll be simple, and then she gets into the situations, and it's not simple at all. So, kind of a fun dynamic there between them.
Okay, so Mafia Mama at theaters?
Opens nationwide today, yes.
At theaters, okay, and only theaters so far. And,
Three Goodfellas.
Why not 3.5?
Like I said, it's just a lighthearted movie. There's no substance, and the third act is a little shakier than the first two.
Okay, all right. Well, then we'll watch that. And comedic spin-offs and sequels look optional, too.
The way the movie ends, they could continue on with the character if this is a hit, yeah.
Okay, fabulous. All right. That's Mafia Mama. All right, mini reviews. Let's talk about Sweetwater, about a boxer.
Basketball player. This is a screen biography of Nat Sweetwater Clifton, who was the first black basketball player signed to the NBA, and he really broke down color barriers. And this is another example of a movie about a prominent black athlete that's mostly told from the perspective of the white people in his life. Jeremy Piven plays the coach of the New York Knickerbockers, who wants to help him become the first black player in the NBA. Cary Elwes plays the owner of Madison Square Garden and the Knicks. And then you have Richard Dreyfuss as one of the other team owners, and there's a whole lot of discussion among the team owners, should we let black people play in this all-white league? So Everett Osborne plays Sweetwater. He's good, but again, he's kind of sidelined by the white characters, which is a bit of a problem. And the movie is pleasant to watch. It's nice. I didn't mind sitting through it, you know, kind of thing. If you're flipping around cable or something like that, or streaming on a Sunday, you could watch it. It's fine, but not necessarily something you'd want to go see in a theater, because it is so traditional in its storytelling and so old-fashioned that it feels like it should have come out in the 1970s.
Two
and a half stars for Sweetwater. Again, a nice, pleasant film. You won't mind sitting through it, but really could have been a lot more powerful take on its subject.
All right, then. That's in theaters only at the moment.
Right. Also opens nationwide today.
Suzume.
Yes. Suzume. I had to practice that one.
Suzume.
This is my pick of the week. This is an animated film from Japan, and it's about a young girl who meets a stranger in town, and they go on an amazing adventure together. It turns out that all over Japan, there are doors in rundown, dilapidated abandoned areas, and behind every one of those doors is a menace that could create catastrophe for the citizens of Japan. And these two have to go around and make sure all those doors are closed and prevent these evil entities from coming out. It's a really phenomenal...
Look at your face light up.
I love this movie. It's a really phenomenal fantasy, and it deals in some very real-world issues. It was inspired by the earthquake that hit Japan a number of years ago, and that plays into it. It's a story about disaster and catastrophe and how we move on from it. But there's also a lot of humor, because the young man, early on in the movie, has a magic spell cast on him, and he turns into a chair. So this girl's running around Japan with a walking, talking chair, trying to close these doors. So I really love that. The animation is beautiful. The story has meaning. It's funny. It's exciting. So 3.5 stars. It's called Suzume, and that's the name of the lead character. And it opens today. You can see it one of two ways, either subtitled or dubbed, depending on your preference. So you're going to want to check AMC's website to find out the show times for each one. But again, this is my pick of the week.
Oh my gosh, get the subtitles. It is so beautiful. The language,
that's how
is
I screened
just
it, yeah.
Crazy. It's that's the trailer that I saw anyway.
Yeah.
And or maybe both, but yeah, just the Japanese language will enthrall you.
Yeah, it's
when
beautiful.
You hear it conversationally like that. So, all right, Suzume, just in theaters?
Just in theaters, yeah. Right. 3.5 stars. Love this movie.
Right. How's the box office doing in general? I want to ask about Super Mario's in a second, but the box office in general?
It's doing well. You know, we've had a really good year. Avatar was a massive hit. We've had a few others, including Super Mario. It seems that people are coming back to the movies now.
Yeah, I checked. Avatar will be on streaming, I believe, in next year. It's not anytime soon. So
I think I might
be mistaken on that.
Yeah, I think it's out for streaming, just on digital now. It's not on DVD or Blu-ray yet.
Oh, I gotcha.
But you can stream it.
Okay.
You can rent it on, you know, that $20
$20
thing. Yeah.
Well, you spend that much on popcorn and movies if you go out with two people anyway. So you might as well just break down and do it. Okay, so that's that. All right, Jamie Foxx, medical company. Yeah, his name's in the news today.
Yeah, we don't really know a whole lot about what's going on, but Jamie Foxx's daughter went on social media and announced that he was in the hospital with some kind of medical complication, as she called it. No word yet, at least not as of this morning, as to what's going on with him, but we certainly hope he'll be okay. And it sounds like it was pretty serious, whatever it was.
Okay, yes. CBS, basically, what you just said, they're reporting that, so we haven't seen anything additionally there. All right, well, we'll keep an eye on that. Now, back to the box office, the Super Mario Brothers movie, you talked about that this week?
Yeah, I mean, it really overperformed. They were talking about maybe $125 million opening, but over the five-day holiday weekend, it did over $200 million. So this movie is on fire right now. It's going to have another strong weekend, and its performance actually lifted the stocks of most of the major theater chains, AMC, Regal. So this is another sign that people are coming back to the movies. If Hollywood can keep cranking out big films that people want to leave their homes to see, they're willing to do it again. And I think that this bodes very well for theaters kind of rebounding after COVID.
And this is like a lot of the animated films that adults will enjoy also, right?
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, a lot of people, I mean, I'm 54, I grew up playing Mario games, so I enjoy the movie just as much as my 14-year-old son who plays them now. So it has a lot of appeal, and then, of course, we're coming up on the summer movie season. The 10th Fast and Furious movie is coming out, all the big summer movies, so I think that we're really starting to see theaters rebound here. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness there's a Fast and Furious coming out.
Right.
All is normal in the world.
Yes.
Yeah, witness the and this is before my time. I did not play Super Mario Brothers. Mm-hmm. I don't even say it right. So I say Mario, but you say Mario, and you're right. That's the actual way. All right, one of our good listeners sends a question along and says, tell us about the superhero genre that's so popular now. Will that die down the way rom-coms and action films did?
I think it will. I don't think it's going to happen for a little bit longer, but we are definitely seeing signs of superhero fatigue. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania performed way below most Marvel movies. Shazam! Fury of the Gods is a flat-out bomb. And I just read a story yesterday, the tracking, the advanced tracking on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is lower than it was for the first two Guardians of the Galaxy movies. So, you know, they're predicting that that might open to $125 million as opposed to $200 million, which, you know, a lot of the other Marvel movies have opened to. So I think we're definitely seeing signs of that. It's not going away yet, but my guess is that by the end of this decade, people will have had enough and will be ready for something new.
Well, I would predict that great comedic films would be the next genre, if Mafia Mama is any indicator, you know, that's mm-hmm. where we're headed. And if different people that understand this sort of thing say we might head into a brief recession coming up, does that impact what the content of movies at all? Like comedic or, I mean, all movies are escapism as far as I'm concerned. So.
Right. I mean, Hollywood, the studios just want to make franchises. They don't want to make one movie. They want to make nine movies. So I think that we're still going to see that. And I think we're still going to see a preponderance of action movies and spectacular visual kind of films up on the big screen. And the smaller stuff, you know, we'll get lower releases or go to streaming.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on that. Thank you for the listener question. Yeah, if you have a
question
for Movie Mike, send it along. We can squeeze that in on Friday. What will you see this week?
I'm seeing Renfield this afternoon. I've seen all the other wide releases this week, so today I'm going to check out Renfield.
All right. Fantastic. I'll have to check it out, and we'll talk about it next week.
Okay. See you then.
Movie Mike McGranahan, his fabulous appearances, always sponsored by the Campus Theater Lewisburg. You can check out his reviews at ilseat.com, and you can always check out what's going on at the Campus Theater at campustheater.org.